At the Hobnob Sports Bar in Chandler, Cubs fans from all over the valley, many of whom have relocated from the Midwest, came together for a common cause.
Just win. That's all I need. One W. One more time to raise that flag.
Larry Mullenix lives in Chandler, but was born and raised in Chicago. He came to watch the game with his fellow Cubs fans. He says it's kind of like a support group.
Win, lose, or draw. You have people to console yourself if you lose, celebrate with it, and you win. So it makes it easier to come here.
That mix of optimism and skepticism was shared by many in attendance, like Sarah Bergner.
Cubbies are going to win. We're going to go all the way. We're going to do it. Finally, after 108 years, we are going to win the World Series tonight. Let's hope.
Despite the tumultuous journey that was Game 7, Cubs fans got that coveted W. Michelle Daly was somewhat traumatized by the game. The suspense coupled with the extra inning and a rain delay was almost too much to bear.
I think it took 10 years off my life, but it was so exciting. I've never cried so hard in my life.
She wasn't alone. There were plenty of tears and beers spilled here in the East Valley, where the Cubs hold spring training every year. But next year, when the team heads back to Mesa, they will no longer be known as the lovable losers. They and their fans will embrace a new and completely unfamiliar identity, champions.
Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go!
Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Chandler.
Go!